You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
It's been another interesting week in the story of those everyday folk who just happen to be running the country. The Justice Secretary says the Health Secretary could pay junior doctors more if only we got out of the EU. The Home Secretary disagrees. She wants to stay in the EU, but she would like to tell you that she wants to get out of the ECHR, which the Justice Secretary says we're staying in. Meantime, the Mayor of London, you get the idea. I hope you're all following this. Well, no, let me summarise. The Tory Party is more publicly divided than it has been for years, since, in fact, the 1990s, when John Major fought to keep his party together. Alongside him then was his Conservative Party chairman, Chris Lord-Paton, who joins me now and was, of course, also chairman of the BBC.
Happy families, Nick. Happy families.
Happy families. There were those Conservatives who believed that this referendum would, and I quote their phrase, lance the boil. Isn't the truth that it is merely spreading poison?
Well, I think that depends on the outcome. I very much hope that we'll vote to remain in the European Union. I think that's in the interests of not least my kids and the next generation. I think it's in the interest of a better future. But there will be a lot of collateral damage if we vote to come out. I hope that if we vote to stay in, those who've been campaigning to withdraw will actually not take the Alex Salmond path and think this is a never-endum rather than a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I hope that they will support the very elegantly put proposition of Theresa May yesterday that we should, or the day before yesterday, that we should be self-confident and take a leading role in the European Union. So I hope that's the position they'll take.
In order to win, do you believe that the Remain campaign has to do rather better than say you'll be a few quid worse off if you dare to leave?
Well, it is, of course, decidedly relevant that we'll be poorer. I think everybody accepts that, except for a few diehards on the other side.
It's not what you served in Brussels, though, is it, as a commissioner?
No, it isn't. It isn't. It's because I think that Britain has a natural role leading Europe. I believe passionately that a lot of the problems we face in the country and in other countries today can only be dealt with through greater international cooperation. And I want to see Britain leading that. We're a great country. We've got great cultural institutions, the greatest, if I may say so, public service broadcaster in the world, the greatest universities in the world, some of the greatest researchers. When researchers say how much they hope desperately that we'll stay in the European Union, that resonates with me, and I want us to be able to play a leading role internationally. I want us to be part of the global liberal order, which makes the world more stable and more decent today than it used to be.
What do you say to those, though, who remember that people like yourself fought Mrs. Thatcher over the issue of Europe, and they say, look, she was right to warn about Brussels' creeping power. She was right to say the single currency couldn't possibly work and would drag us all into an economic crisis. She was right to have some worries that enlargement wouldn't have produce a shallower Europe but a deeper one with mass immigration.
But she was also right to argue passionately against referendums, which she regarded as being the favourite, I think these are almost her words, the favourite devices of despots and dictators. She was also right to argue that there was a huge political case as well as an economic case for Europe. And she was right to argue that we should be playing a leadership role in Europe, not withdrawing.
When you quoted those words, which I think you did to David Cameron, said the referendum was the last resort of dictators, I don't imagine he was best pleased, was he?
I've disagreed with party leaders for years about referendums. I think referendums undermine parliamentary democracy.
How does the Conservative Party avoid the mess, frankly, much worse than a mess, wasn't it? The disaster of what befell the government that you were a central part of in the mid and early 90s.
Well, you're quite right that this is an issue which has been gnawing away at the unity, the integrity of the Conservative Party for years. I very much hope that this will decide the issue once and for all. It will require a spectacular quantity of magnanimity on the part of the Prime Minister, but it will also require a commitment by those who lose, which I hope they will, on the Brexit side, to pull together now and work for the interests of the country and for the interests of the future, so that we don't find ourselves once again, as David Willetts might put it, reported committing an act of intergenerational theft against younger people.
A last word on an organisation that you used to be in charge of. You were chairman of this organisation, of course, which you generously called the greatest broadcaster in the world, the BBC. Mm. There are people on your side of the argument now who are in favour of remaining in the EU who, to paraphrase them, say the BBC is bending over backwards to produce balance in this argument and doing so in a way that does not produce the facts.
Well, I think the BBC has an extremely difficult job. It's having to cover this referendum with the shadow of a charter review and Mr. Whittingdale hanging over it. I think that may make people excessively deferential when trying to produce balance. You have the governor of the Bank of England on or the IMF chief, so you feel obliged to put up some conservative backbencher that nobody's ever heard on the other side of the argument, and it does occasionally raise eyebrows. But I think I would prefer the BBC to be being criticised for being so balanced, excessively balanced, than for doing anything else. It's a very great broadcaster which is dedicated to telling the truth, and that's an unusual thing in the world of the media.
Lord Patton, Chris Patton, thank you very much indeed.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.